Julian, sadly, this is our last interview in the series. Gosh, it's been good. We've talked about the need for individual change, and we've talked about relationships and health. And throughout, you've repeatedly mentioned the importance of people taking control.
Yes, that's right. That's how I see it. There are some things that you're going to lose through retirement, and you'll miss them. There are some ways in which you are going to have to change in order to make good sense of your life. And retirement also offers real opportunities for new starts. The main point is to be aware of those losses and acknowledge them. Be aware of those changes, get involved with them, and take those opportunities. Don't let things slide. Be active in ways that you want to be.
And being active is today's theme.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Let's try and take some different angles on that. I mean, one would be to say, do things that you enjoy. And that might just sound like everybody's retirement dream, but it still takes some effort to put a dream into practice. There may be some difficulties. Dreams rarely turn out to be what you imagined. Don't be put off. Work with the reality. And that includes fitting in with our earlier topics, of course. You might say, well, I enjoy drinking beer on the sofa, eating burgers, and watching football on the telly. But if you turn those into major lifestyle activities, it'll do nothing for your health and is unlikely to do very much for your relationships.
That's certainly been my experience.
Okay. And beyond what you know you enjoy, it can be good to experiment. Perhaps you can find new ways of using skills that you already have. Or you can learn some new skills. There is nothing like learning to keep the mind healthy. And now you have the opportunity. Make sure you use it to do those things that you've always wanted to do but never had the time.
I suppose there is some danger that you might put yourself under pressure.
Okay, yeah, I take that point. Once again, we need to keep an eye on how we are feeling and use our thinking to help us decide what to do. I think a good target is to say, I'm occupied, but rarely busy. Sometimes busy, but never under pressure. And just keep a check on that. But still, you know, if in doubt, I would say, do something. Keeping active is a great defense against depression.
Most of what you've said today is about individual activity.
Yes, that's right. That's what I've been mostly talking about so far, I guess. And it's really important to remember that retirement also gives us a chance to meet new people who share common interests. Remember what we said about the importance of having friends in at least three different groups. So check your library notice board. Get onto the net. Look for people with common interests. And another real possibility is doing some voluntary work. You might be able to help some people by teaching them the skills that you have. In fact, teaching is at least as good as learning, as far as keeping your brain going is concerned. But in less complicated ways, there are so many ways that one can reach out to help others. Age UK Manchester, for example, has a befriending service that provides a social lifeline for isolated, lonely old people. And that kind of voluntary work can be so rewarding.
Julian, sadly, I think we'll have to leave it there. I know that as well as volunteering for Age UK Manchester yourself, you also have a private practice where anyone could contact you.
That's right. There's more information on the website. That's www.retirement-transitions.co.uk. Or you could call me directly on 0772-493-5787.
That's great, Julian. Thank you again.
Thank you, John. Let's hope we do this kind of thing again sometime.
I'm sure we will.
Bye.
Bye.